You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come to reveal a mystery, who is Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, every episode of Scooby-Doo ends the same way. I'm sure that you know this. You maybe even foresaw this when you heard the question of the day. A bunch of people that drive around in this thing called the Mystery Mobile. And at the end of every single one of those episodes, you have this moment where some guy is demasked. They take this rubber mask off of him, and just about every one of them says, "I wouldn't have been caught if it wasn't for you meddling kids." And then we find out the mystery. We find out what was really behind the spooky situation, the ghost that was haunting the mine, or the monster that was in the midst of the scary house, or whatever it was. We find out that the mystery is revealed. And we love that kind of story. We love that kind of story, I think, because in our lives, there are a lot of mysteries. There are a lot of things that don't make sense to us. There's a lot of things that we're trying to sort of stumble around and figure out. In fact, that is what Paul is pointing out when he is talking to the people in Athens. He's pointing out that they love to get together and they love to talk about the mysteries of this world. That the Stoics and the Epicureans and all of the other Athenians would gather together and they would talk about the things that were mysterious. Things that maybe are even still mysterious to us today. What does it mean to live a good life? What does it mean for us to live with nobility? How do we go about doing things that make us better people as opposed to worse people? All of those mysteries seem to kind of come together, and we still talk about them quite a bit. And unlike Scooby-Doo, we can't just unmask somebody and say, "Well, this is it. This is the person behind the mystery," necessarily. We have to continue to let it be a mystery and try to come up with our own answers to those mysteries. And sometimes those answers end up being just kind of placeholders. As Paul pointed out, the Athenians had altars to all kinds of different gods, all kinds of gods that were the answers to their mysteries. How do we win a war? Well, we pray to this God. How do we get good crops? Well, we pray to this God. How do we fall in love? Well, we pray to this God. And all of these were answers to life's little mysteries. And yet, they knew that there were even some mysteries that they hadn't figured out, because there was an altar that had inscribed on it to an unknown God. Now, people have looked, and it's likely that that actually said to unknown gods, plural, that it was sort of a placeholder for any kind of god that would come into Athens and go, "Hey, why am I not on the list?" They were trying to cover their bases. And they were doing that because they knew that there were still some unanswered questions. Unanswered questions that they wanted to leave an altar open for that God who could answer those mysteries. And so Paul comes in and he says, hey, I've got news for you. I'm going to tell you about this unknown God that you are saving a place for. I'm going to tell you about this person who is able to answer the things that are in your life. And he goes on to tell them about Jesus. Now, some of them kind of scoff at the answer. Some of them are like, I can't necessarily believe all of this stuff. There's another cartoon out there. If you're maybe slightly younger, you've heard of it or you've seen it, called Gravity Falls. A few of you have seen it. And in Gravity Falls, you have two kids that they live in this kind of spooky place named Gravity Falls. And as they are encountering the mysteries of their town, they encounter journal number three. And journal number three has in it a way to understand the mysteries that are there. And just like that, we as Christians, well, we have a journal number three. We have the Holy Scriptures. We have God's Word that is placed there right in front of us. We can begin to say, okay, what's the answer? What's the answer to all of this stuff? What's the answer to the different things that are in my life that I keep on trying to figure out? And as we look at the other readings, we see that even in that book, even in our journal number three, even in Holy Scripture, we have some people that are trying to figure out, okay, oh man, what do we do with some of these mysteries? Peter is trying to wrangle with the mystery of why we still suffer, even if we serve an omnipotent God. The psalmist kind of struggles with, okay, well, if God can get us through things, then what are we doing here now? And even the disciples are kind of working with the mystery of what Jesus is telling them, and it's not entirely clear. And they're a little bit afraid that Jesus is going to leave them alone and to not answer their questions anymore. But Jesus promises that he's not going to leave them alone. He promises that they're not going to be stuck with just the mystery in hand, but that he's going to send a helper. A helper who is the Holy Spirit. A helper that each and every one of us in this room have received in our baptisms. That reanimating force in our lives. That reanimating force that causes us to hear the words of Scripture and to apply those things to the mysteries in our lives. But the thing is that the Scriptures are not just sort of a magic book. I can't just open up to some random passage in Zechariah and ask the book, like it's Siri, hey Zechariah, what's the meaning of life? But rather, the Scriptures operate in a different way. The Scriptures operate in the way that we read those words and the Holy Spirit takes those words, and what he does is he points us to an answer. But that answer is maybe not always the answer that we're looking for, but it's actually the best answer. Because the answer, time and time and time again, is Jesus. That the Holy Spirit is constantly pointing us to the man behind the mask. That every time that we encounter a problem in our lives, that we can read Holy Scripture, that we can allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, and at the end of that, we unmask what the Holy Spirit is showing us. And it's Jesus. And unlike the guy in Scooby-Doo, he's not upset that you pesky kids have figured it out. Instead, that's what he's there for. To say, we have mysteries in our lives. We have things that will continue to be mysteries in our lives throughout these mortal lives that we live. Why do we suffer? Why is there evil in the world? Why do I have to go through this particular thing, Jesus? What am I supposed to do next? How am I supposed to respond to this? And so many more mysteries. And Jesus tells us, and the Holy Spirit tells us, and God the Father tells us that the answer that we need is Jesus. That's essentially the answer that he gives to Paul. When Paul asks him, well, why do I have this thorn in my flesh? Jesus says, well, because it makes you weak. And my power is made perfect in your weakness. And so the answer is Jesus. And we go, well, I want a little bit more detail on that. And the Holy Spirit comes back at us and says, the answer is still Jesus. But the answer will reveal everything in due time. That because we have this animating spirit of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, because of our baptisms, because we are raised to new life, because we are given Jesus' eternal life in our baptisms, because he rose again from the tomb, because all of those things, we will rise again like he rose again on the last day. And in that day, all mysteries will be revealed. In that day, everything that we could ever want to know will be revealed. But even more importantly, things just won't matter anymore. This wasn't a part of my original script, but yesterday we tried this weird thing in our family. And what we did was we said, hey, we're not going to use screens for most of the day. We're going to try to stay away from that. And one of the most difficult things was that I didn't have Google to ask questions of anymore. You know, those random little things that come up and you go, well, how do you make this recipe? Or what is the background of this character in this story? And all of those things. And what I found out was that even though I had that desire to find out the mystery behind my question, what I found out was that it faded pretty quickly. And by the end of the day, I just didn't care anymore. And that's a part of the answer to our mystery too. Because one day, Christ will call us from our tombs. And the mysteries that seem so important to us now, like how long are the Knolls going to just suck? They're not going to be important. Because we're going to be with the one who's the answer to it all. So as you go out into this world and you see the mysteries that are before you, at every turn. Remember that you know who the God of the unknown altar is. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's the answer to your mysteries. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.